Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim, live and in living color. We're here today. We're talking about health. Let me do a quick assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delighted, and I will get what I want. Okay. I apologize for those who didn't get a text today. But we're here every day, all right? So before we get into actual health talk, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that coronavirus for a minute. You know, the virus is, people are still dying from the virus. I don't understand why they're dying like they're dying when all they have to do is put on and the mask really protects you from the virus. I mean, the only thing I've done, I haven't gotten the vaccine shot or anything. I've just been wearing my mask everywhere I go. And it seems to be a pretty good deterrent from the virus. Although there is I'm not sure whether I want to take it or not, but Lena's worth taking it. You watch the movies, you can take the virus, and all of a sudden they turn into zombies and go, oh, brains. Well, I'm just going to do a recap on the virus right quick, and then we're going to get a little off in health. There's three types of viruses out there. The Johnson & Johnson virus. I said it first, 75%, but it's 85% protective. And the Johnson & Johnson virus, you only have to get one shot and you're done. I don't know how the Johnson & Johnson virus works. I haven't got the information on that. I'm trying to find out more about exactly whether it works with the immune system or works like the Pfizer virus or Pfizer vaccine. I'm not sure. I think that you might can get better luck than I do with the Google trying to find information out, you know, for the Johnson & Johnson virus. I know that the Pfizer virus works from actually attacking the cells. It keeps the virus from attaching to the cell and make it sick. So that's how the Pfizer virus works. And the other one, Moderna virus, it works by boosting the immune system like they do with the flu shot, you know. Actually, I haven't taken a flu shot in about 50 years, but the Moderna virus, if your immune system is pretty good, strong enough, then that's a good bet you can take that. I mean, if you don't have a strong immune system, you sit there all the time, you know, I would go for the Pfizer vaccine. Or that would be better if your immune system is not strong enough, you know. If you don't have a strong immune system. If you already have it, if you have symptoms, I think you might have the coronavirus. I would go with the Pfizer virus over the Moderna virus. Because if you already have it, that means your immune system is weak. And the Pfizer virus might be better for you if you already have the dog on coronavirus, you know, like that. Well, that's my advice. Yeah, it's my little talk on the coronavirus. The virus, it's amazing how this virus has been killing so many people, you know, 500,000 people, over a million people worldwide. That's a lot of bodies, you know. And it's a shame that when it first hit, the administration played it down, so it's going to go away by Easter. It wasn't that big a deal, you know. And telling people don't wear the mask because they're trying to restrict your freedom and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, just the way that, even without the virus, just the pollution that's in the air right now, we should have on masks anyway, you know. And so this gives an excuse to wear the mask without looking, you know, not looking weird, you know. Because of the pollution in the air is not clean at all, you know. It's just a shame how people don't think for themselves, you know. It allows them not to think for them. And it's costing a lot of people lives, you know, and the kids out there having these big parties and all this stuff say, well, I'm not going to let the coronavirus stop me from partying. Well, one way or another, it's going to stop you. You know what I mean? You know, you can party if you want. But when you land up in the hospital, you know what I mean? You have nobody to blame but yourself. All of the experts, the CDC, and all the experts are telling you what's going on. And you need to listen to what they're saying, you know? If you're not going to take the vaccine, those are not about the hesitant about the vaccine. You're not going to take the vaccine, but make sure you do your social distance and wear that mask, man. You know, you need to do something to protect yourself. Because out there, people are dying. And with 500,000 people dead, it's pretty much hard to find a household that hasn't been affected by the doggone virus, you know? So I'd wise up and take some type of precaution, you know? And those of you who are catching the bus, when you catch the bus, catch the buses wearing your mask, I think you should also wear gloves, too. Because you'll be touching the poles and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And if you're on the bus, not if you're on the bus 20, 25, 30 minutes, you don't have time to wash your hands. You know, well, you have your hand sanitizer with you, but you don't have time to wash your hands and all that stuff. And those that don't have the hand sanitizer, you should have pair of gloves in your pocket. The gloves don't cost much, you know. And they say they're testing it for the children. Well, the scientists seem to have a lot of confidence in the vaccine, you know. These experts who know what they're doing. But, you know, we in the black community, we have trouble with these experts because we don't know what their agenda is. That's part of our problem, you know. They've experimented on us before. We know who these people are, you know. Since we've been under white mob rule for 90 years now, we're just now starting to get some type of control back over the government to push the government in the right direction, you know. Because the government, after the Civil War, right, we were pushing the government in the right direction, and the white mobs, they wouldn't have it. They knocked off the leaders. Any leader that was pushing towards help for the people, giving the people more control over what's going on, they kill them, you know. That's why I'm a little worried about Biden. Biden is trying to do the right thing. You know, they don't care about the right thing. They want control and they want to keep control, and that's the end of it, you know. Okay, this is not a political day. We're here to talk about health, right? Now, like you know, I deal with the Bible as a code book, and almost everything I do is based on that particular code. And if we're going to get power back, we're gonna have to use that code book to get our power back, right? Now you wonder why you're so sick, and always under the doctor's care, your medication, take pills and all that stuff. I know people that take 10, 11 pills a day, you know. That's a lot of medication, you know. And after a while everything just shut down, taking those kind of medication, but as long as they're here, as long as they're here, you know, breaking the spine, you know what I mean? The Bible tells in Genesis 1:29, giving the earth and fruit and plants for meat. It says for meat, okay? So when the Bible talks about meat, it's not talking about flesh. So meat and flesh are two different things. So they were using flesh as sacrifice to God. Not for consumption. I mean, I'm talking about the people of the book. That's what was going on, you know. And now they done took the terms around of what things mean, you know. They're calling flesh meat. So you think that when the Bible is telling you to eat meat, that it's thinking it's telling you to eat flesh, but it's not. It's not telling you to eat that flesh, you know? Then where they got the flesh set up right now, I'm tired. Sodium, I mean, that sodium is a real killer, you know? You have to kind of watch yourself in the eating. If you're eating when you're supposed to, you wouldn't be caught up and having a doctor care so much. You know, you got a doctor once a year, once every 2 years, have them check you out, just to tell you that there's nothing wrong and send you back home, you know? That's how it's supposed to be, all right? The way they're fishing, the female they diet, it's pretty much the worst diet in the world that you could be on. Because my philosophy in reference to how to eat is that the body needs all the minerals and nutrients at the same time in it when you eat. I think you should think of the belly of the oven. I think of the mineral and nutrient as ingredients. Ingredients to make what? Ingredients to make cells. Now, we know that every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell. The question is it making a whole good cell or defective cell? And if it's not getting the nutrients in there, those cells are going to become defective. They're not going to be whole good cells, okay? So we have to upgrade our thinking process in reference to how we're eating and what we're eating, you know? I'm on a 5-vegetable diet, but a couple seasons in there, you know, because the diet is lacking in a little thing, vitamin B4, vitamin A. I need a little more vitamin B4, vitamin A, you know? And the 5-vegetable diet is a 1,000-calorie diet. Our government recommends 2,000 calories, but that's a 1,000-calorie diet. And I'm having trouble keeping my weight down. And I have to exercise and everything to make sure I maintain my weight on a 1,000-calorie diet, just eating vegetables. And that's what you have to think about. You have to rethink the way that you're eating. Now, the problem is the whole system is set up on a 3-meal-a-day diet. So when the children get out, see, that's the problem. What are you going to give the children on their way to school? You know, like my little ones, when they were small, I used to make all their vegetables myself. Make fresh vegetables up. And even when I took them to the babysitter, I didn't let the babysitter feed them. I took their food. I gave the babysitter their food. This is what you feed my little ones, you know. And this is how they ate everything. This is how I took care of my little ones. I didn't let anybody feed my little ones but me. So I made sure they got the right food stuff in their system, you know. And mine grew up pretty healthy. You know, all of them, they grew up pretty healthy, you know. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves, you know, most cases is, why are we eating? You know, are we eating to gain weight? Are we eating to lose weight? Most of us are eating because we know we're supposed to eat. So we're eating whatever the system pumps at us through the media. Pizza, pizza, pizza. You know, I mean, all that white flour is not good for you, you know. I mean, you eat every now and then. You can go off script every now and then. It ain't gonna hurt you. But people are eating that stuff as a meal. They think eating a pizza is a meal. It's not a meal. It's a snack. Not the best snack in the world, I might add, although that pizza show is good. So you have to be mindful of what you're doing. And being a vegetarian or a vegan, as they call it, that diet was given to you over 2,000 years ago, okay? Just think about it. It's been in the book for over 2,000 years. They give them to you like it's something new because they're not teaching you or training you properly because it's a profit-motivated society. And I don't know if they're growing enough vegetables for everybody to just switch up totally off the meat. But I'm totally off the flesh. They got me going on the flesh too. But the flesh is it's a billion, I would say, trillion-dollar industry. I mean, it's a big industry. You know, it depends about the chicken and the fish and the cows, the turkey, and we're talking about pork and camel and, I mean, certain parts of Africa, if it's breathing air, they'll eat it. If you're not careful, they'll eat you, you know? So they eat anything that's breathing air, you know? Insects and every doggone thing else, you know? Just rave about protein, protein. We actually only need 26 grams of protein a day, you know? Now, I'm going to go over some of the things that help the body, you know, to help promote what I'm talking about in reference to the minerals and nutrients working together to produce the perfect cell. That's why you're supposed to be eating. If you're eating to produce the perfect cell, then you won't be gaining the kind of weight that people be gaining. You won't be all fat and overweight like you are. And you need to come off the 3-meal-a-day diet. I know the system wants us on 3-meal-a-day diet because the whole economy is centered around that 3-meal-a-day diet, you know? If you need 26 grams of protein a day, that's all you need, right? Now, cancer is a protein derivative. So if you're eating too much protein, it's going to cause the body to create those cancer cells to eat the extra protein that you're creating, that you're making. Now, remember, your body is flesh, and that means it's protein. So it's going to start eating you. You know what I mean? So this is why so many people got cancer. Because they're just absolutely not eating properly. Like, you get up in the morning, you eat a couple of eggs and bacon and some grits or some potatoes, have some coffee or juice, you know. What are you getting in reference to the 80 to 100 minerals and nutrients that the body is required? You understand what I'm saying? How are you getting what you're supposed to get? I think that if you get up in the morning, and if you want to participate in that particular diet, if you eat eggs in the morning, you don't need the flesh either. You know, if you eat the eggs, you don't need bacon and ham or scrapple and all that stuff to go with the eggs. That's too much protein. Then lunchtime comes, you have a sandwich, more protein. Then dinner time comes, you have one of those big old steaks, that's more protein. That's too much protein. You see what I'm saying? And so it's not good for you to have all that doggone protein. You don't actually need it, you know? And then when people get cancer, they think that's end all be all. But my philosophy, then, if you eat your way into bad health, you can eat your way out. They have doctors out here, naturopathic doctors, who tell you the same thing. But in Japan, they got a whole hospital set up, sending around naturopathic healing. They don't just deal with the unnatural healing. Well, I can't say unnatural because once you realize who you are, we're not bound by nature. So for God, there's no such thing as unnatural, you know, because whatever we do to make things better is natural for God, you know. I know that sounds a little strange, but like I said, in the Bible tells us that we're God. Like I said, I spoke through books. So this is why I'm a vegetarian, you know. Although I have been experimenting with the diet recently because I want to know if a person, if they eat those 5 vegetables, right, during the day as a first meal, if they snack after that, will the body be able to handle eating a little bit of flesh and stuff, you know? So I've been experimenting a little bit with it. And so far, when you eat those 5 vegetables, the body seems to have the minerals and nutrients to break down whatever you give it, you know? So I'm thinking when you get up in the morning, I think you need to make for yourself, a vegetable shake. And those 5 vegetables, turn into some kind of shake, put a little fruit in there to make it taste a little better, you know? So children like sweet, so you put some fruit in there and blend it up. And you give maybe a cup or two The children ain't gonna drink no more cup of it. You give them a cup of that as a drink. And then as you give them that as a drink, if you want to give them something that they're used to, something that makes them feel good food, like pancakes or something, you know? And you can give them a couple of pancakes as long as they got that vegetable shake. That's what I've been experimenting with. And so far, it seems to be working so far. You just get those five vegetables off in the morning, and it will help a lot, you know, help you a lot health-wise and everything else. These five vegetables that I want to mention contain 83 nutrients and minerals, right? And the only season I put with these five vegetables is paprika, or you can use cayenne pepper. That's to help with the vitamin A. It feels short in the vitamin A. And sage for the vitamin B4. So, once or twice a week, put a little brown rice in there. You know, the brown rice has vitamin B4. But that helps with the vitamin B4, you know, because you need a certain amount of vitamin B4. And these five vegetables have all the choline that you need for the brain. It helps your brain think and reason better, you know, when you're eating bread, okay? And it makes a big difference. You know, I know when my children do good in school when they're eating on the bread and the tip, I'm supposed to give them all that flesh, right? So what I want to do right now, I'm going to show you why the five vegetable diet is why I recommend it to you, because the vegetables and everything works together to construct that perfect cell, okay? And the last time we did health, we stopped at vitamin A, which is called retinol, right? Start there and just read a couple of them so we can talk a little bit about it. Vitamin A, it assists formation and manufacturing of skin and mucous membrane. That line body cavities and tract, such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract, thus increasing resistance to infection. Function in visual processes, and it functions in visual process and forms visual purple, plus promoting healthy eye tissue and eye adaptation in the in dim light. So this is why you need vitamin A and retinol to help certain face. Now, this is what a book tells you. You can get the vitamin A retinol from liver, carrots, sweet peas, greens, green, yellow, green, greens, yellow or orange vegetables and fruits. This is where you can get your vitamin A retinol from. And he noticed there's a vegetable, when I went through the whole thing, protein, carbohydrates, that as I went through that, there's a flesh source, you know, where you can get these things without actually eating flesh, you know? You're eating your proteins. You got dried beans and peas, okay? So you can get your proteins from that if you're having trouble getting it from other sources. But a lot of your vegetables have protein in it. They call it trace amount of protein, but they do have protein in it, okay? So that's your retinol. You get liver, carrots, sweet peas, sweet potatoes, greens. Then you got green, yellow, or orange vegetables and fruits, right? Now, let's deal with vitamin C. It forms some many substances such as collagen, the whole body cells together, thus strengthening blood vessels, hastening healing, wounds, and bones and increase its resistance to infection and aid utilization of iron, right? This is vitamin C, which they also call ascorbic acid, right? Now, you can get this from broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, and strawberries, all right? Now, let's talk about five vegetables that I'm talking about, which is a good diet, okay? That's just vitamin A, retinol, and vitamin C, ascorbic acid, all right? Now, I'm going to list all of the minerals and nutrients that the body needs right quick. And you can get these from these five vegetables. We're talking about protein, carbohydrates, fat, vitamin A. We're talking about vitamin C. We're talking about thiamin, which is vitamin B1. We've got riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, niacin, calcium, iron. Calcium and iron, these are the minerals and nutrients that the body has to have. It has to have these things in order to keep function. And you can get them from different foods. This is what we're telling you. You can get them, everything that you can get that you think you're getting from meat or not, I feel that's insane, using the term meat, loosely, that you're getting from flesh, you can get from vegetables. You don't have to consume all this flesh that you're eating. The way the meat tells you, boy, if you don't get meat, you're in trouble. You need that protein. 26 grams of protein. And what does 26 grams of protein give you? How much is 26 grams of protein? One chicken breast. That's enough protein for the whole day. That's what I'm talking about. One scoop of tuna. Well, ice cream scoop tuna fish. That's enough protein for the whole day. All right. So when we get those two eggs and the bacon, you know, eating like that, and then you get the some kind of chicken or turkey sandwiches, you know, in the afternoon for lunch, you're literally getting too much protein. And a lot of athletes think they need a whole bunch of protein to make those muscles, but we don't. You just need to exercise. The muscles will come, you know? They got some protein shakes and all that. And a lot of bodybuilders and stuff, you know, they want a terrible diet, you know? To pick up the weight and all that. But they don't really live no longer than anybody else. And if you notice, not a lot of people living over 100, you know? Not a lot of bodybuilders out there living over 100. You know, the dietitians, how to lose weight and all that, they don't even know how to eat it. So there's something wrong when we're supposed to, minimum, we're supposed to go to 200 years old without walking around with a walker and a cane, you know? So we'll see. I'm only 74 years into the journey. I'm not on no medication. Don't take no supplement, all right? Everything I get, I just get to food. And that should be enough, okay? Now, you should get some food every day. Food is very important. I like to take my fruit as a fruit smoothie. Sometimes I mix some fruit together. I heard some doctors, well, herbologists, say you shouldn't eat mixed fruit. Should eat one fruit at a time, but... From my experience, if I get those five vegetables in that I'm talking about, you can almost what you want a little bit after that, you know, or with that, because those 82 minerals and nutrients that you're getting out of those five vegetables enable the body to digest almost whatever you're giving it, and it makes a difference, you know? Like if my eyes falter a little bit, I might, I don't eat nightside vegetables too much, but if my eyes falter a little bit, I might throw a little sweet potatoes in there, big carrots, but most herbologists, they want off the carrots, because the carrots are hybrid, you know, whatever they call it, you know, they do the research. So I eat the sweet potato, or the yam, as they call it, you know. Well, we don't really get yams. They call them a sweet potato yam, but the yam that they give it to you as a sweet potato is not a sweet potato. The actual sweet potato is the African vegetable. Yeah. I think some of them, they taste pretty good. It looks like white potato, you know, that African yam. Pretty good. If you get some of the traditional dishes, if you go to some of these restaurants, you'll find that yam in there. You know, they put that yam on some of the food. Yeah, it's kind of expensive. Although Walmart had a reduced price on it for a while when I was eating it, you know. So let's talk about those five vegetables for a minute, okay? We're talking about, now what I need you to do is go look up the nutrient value of these vegetables. Actually, what you should do is make yourself up a nutrient chart. Now, in my book, Surround Prescription Complete Volume, when they get the book, there is a nutrient chart in the book, okay? But so what I suggest you do is make up a nutrient chart and do the research on what I'm telling you about these vegetables. These vegetables, I'm going to mention, are very, very powerful, okay? Some people say you're not supposed to boil them. You want the vitamin K. You knock out some of the vitamin K, but I measure the water that I put in the vegetables, and I boil my vegetables for 10 minutes, and I drink the liquid. So whatever's coming off in the water, I'm getting that too. You know, so I'm not really losing. I don't think I'm losing, you know, when you boil the vegetables. If you put just enough water in there to cook the vegetables and then drink the juice along with the vegetables, all right? And so that's what I'm saying, you know? So you're not really losing too much, because I know when I was growing up, they tell us that most of the vitamins and collard greens is in the juice, it's in the green juice, you know. So make sure that when you do boil a vegetable, just put a couple of cups of water in there, just enough water to cook the vegetables. I cook the vegetables for about 10 minutes. You got to remember, the body is like an oven. So when you eat those vegetables, you put them in your stomach. Your stomach has to cook those vegetables, you know. You say when you eat it raw, you get more. Yeah, well, raw helps, but you the vitamin K might be better if you eat the vegetables raw. You get more vitamin K from the greens and stuff. But your body still has to cook the vegetables. This is not what they realize. You know, it's cooking it at 98.6 degrees, okay? So the body's still cooking the vegetables, whether you put them in raw or not. So when you cook the vegetables yourself, you know, you give the body a head start. Your digestion gets a head start on cooking the food, you know? You're putting it in pre-cooked. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I recommend cooking your food. You don't cook it all the way through. Just blanch it or something. Start the process. That's what I'm talking about. Start the process and give your stomach a little help there with cooking and breaking those doggone vegetables down, breaking the food down that you're eating, okay? Now, these are the five vegetables that I recommend. But I recommend you stop, take time, look these vegetables up. Okay, check the nutrients out so you see what's up. I'm giving this information freely. I'm not charging for this information. I'm just bringing this information to you because I think you need it, all right? Those that are checking the show out every day, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's good to know that somebody's listening. This is Brother Elohim, and we've been Wallaby Dog. The program that shows up again, my board is down, which means that we're not going to be able to do any interacting whatsoever. And I'm going to have to check on the time because it's not giving me the time. The board usually gives me the time, a countdown as we go on through the show, you know. But my board went down again. So I don't know, I might not be able to do the show every day. The board's going to keep collapsing on me like this. We might just switch back to the regular time until I can get things straightened out. It might be my laptop. I'm not sure, but I have to figure out what it is and what's going on, you know? Now, I do have another laptop, so, you know, just to make sure that the board is not moving, I'm going to call in from the other line. See, one thing about this, it interrupts the flow. Interrupts the conversation. And that's not good, you know? So I'm calling in now to see what it says, you know?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
See, now I called in. It's telling me that I called in, but it's not registering on the board. So anybody that called in, I apologize. I can't see the numbers. The board froze up on me again. So we can't interact. If you have questions or anything like that, you won't be able to ask me. Unbelievable. But I do have a number that you can call in the daytime, not at night. Because after the show, I'll be exhausted because I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. But the show is the last thing I did before I hit the jacket. All right? So right after the show, I'm getting under the covers and I'm catching me some V's. I get up 4 in the morning. And from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, that's a pretty long day. You know, but my body seems to be able to handle it. Right now, I'm handling it, you know. but I have to apologize again for me not being able to see the calls and stuff, you know. Okay, so let me give out these 5 vegetables, okay? But I want you to look these vegetables up. Look at the nutrients and the value in these vegetables, okay? The number one vegetable is the collard greens. That collard green is powerful, but you can't just put the collard green on and cook it because the molecular density of the collard green is so dense that you have to cook the collard greens in a crock pot, you know, on one pressure cooker, you know. What we should do when we had the restaurant, we was cooking so much collard green that we used to put the, what do you call it? Aluminum foil, then put the lid on it and put something on top of the lid. And we cook it down like that as best we could to break the molecules and the collard green up. So what I suggest you do, because if you don't cook it in some kind of pressure cooker, your body's not going to get all the nutrients and stuff out of the collard green. This is what some of the naturopathic doctors realized, that the body don't digest the collard greens like it should, but we're not cooking it properly. We have to break down molecular structure down of the collard greens, so we have to put that sucker in some type of pressure cooker or something, all right? That's number one, the collard greens. Number two is broccoli. Boy, broccoli is a powerful little vegetable, okay? In fact, I mentioned broccoli when we were talking about one of the vitamins and nutrients. Okay, that's how powerful the broccoli is. That's what's my number two. Now, broccoli you can eat raw or cooked. Collard greens, don't eat collard greens raw. That's not going to help. You know, cook your collard greens. Broccoli you can eat raw if you want to, okay? It's that kind of vegetable. Now we're talking about, we're talking about Brussels sprouts. 31 Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts has another powerful little vegetable. You know, look up the nutrient. Check it out. See what's in the broccoli. I don't have my nutrient chart here. I think next week I'll have my nutrient chart in front of me out of the book. And it'll tell you what's in all these vegetables, you know. But I suggest you look it up for yourself. That way you feel more comfortable eating this stuff, you know. How much time is that here? Kind of running out of time here, but I'm like again, I have to apologize because the board froze up. Big Brother's not going to make this easy for me, huh? But I'm here. I'm on the air. I'm rumbling, you know. You know, once you become a target, you know, look at things that you might think is coincidence you have it. It ain't no coincidence. You know? You'd be amazed at the things that you can do, especially with the phones and everything. I still can't. I'm trying everything I can to text people. And, you know, I do over 200 people on my text list. So I can't, it's hard for me to catch a couple people at a time. That's why I'm using the texts that allow me to do group text, but I'm not controlling that area. I'm going to keep working on it until I find the right text app where I can get everything done, you know? So, okay, the last vegetable I mentioned was Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts is a powerful vegetable, like I said, but don't just take my word for it. Look it up. Check this stuff out, you know? So we did collard greens, we did broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, and the green peas. Green peas is another powerful vegetable. It's a legume. They say you shouldn't eat legumes. I disagree a little bit with that. You know, you can eat certain legumes you can eat every day, but I wouldn't advise you to eat all legumes every day. You know, even when it comes down to beans, I wouldn't eat beans every day either, you know. Switch off to the chickpeas and stuff like that, but I'm eating beans every day. But peas, I recommend peas every day, you know. It's a little bark here. So green peas, but like I'm saying, don't take my word for it. Go on the internet, look it up, and that's the green peas. And then from the green peas, what's next? I went through the collard greens, green peas, and string beans. You got two types of string beans. You got string beans and you got the green beans, okay? I recommend the string beans because they have more nutrients in it. But if you can't get the string beans, then eat the green beans. A lot of green beans don't have a lot, but they have just enough to balance out those five vegetables, okay? The string bean is kind of hard to come by the market. That's mostly in the European countries. I don't consider this a European country, but in most European countries, they make the string beans. You can get string beans a lot easier than you can get the green beans. But I recommend the green beans if you can't find the string beans, okay? And it sort of balances out the diet. But like I said, don't take my word for it. Now, don't do like the three meal a day diet people are telling you what to do. Because by the time you're 40 or 50, you're going to be on some kind of medication for the rest of your life. That's what they want because they're drug dealers. And the main thing that the drug dealers want is people taking their drugs. You know, so the diet is designed so that you can take their drugs. And it's how you get all these big machines and stuff from? Where do you get the money from? You know, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in drugs. Okay. My boy's working. See, ain't that something? Now all of a sudden, it's just start working again, you know? I only got about 10 minutes left. I called in and it didn't slip up. But 1927. I'm seeing a few people on the line, but 1920 got his hand up, so let's go to 1927 right quick give him a shout-out. Yes, sir, 1927, you're on the air. What's going on, brother?
Can you hear me? Good evening, Brother Elohim.
You can hear me.
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. I can hear you very well.
Excellent. All right. The vegetable formula, I find one, let's see, the question that I have is, do you have a way of putting some zest or taste in the vegetable meal? In the cup of vegetables, and I ask that because I have been on the diet now for about 3 weeks, And what I find, say again?
No, I said that's good.
Yes, sir. What I find is that the vegetables could use some flavor. They could use a zesty taste, and I wonder if you have any suggestions as to how to spice them up, or make it fun to eating them.
You ever hear the Jews say it's an acquired taste?
Yes.
But yeah, there's a way to stack it up. I do use some season, but the season that I use is actually medicine itself, you know?
Yes,
I use rosemary, ginger.
Rosemary?
Yeah,
ginger.
I use garlic.
Garlic? Rosemary,
sage.
Ginger, garlic, okay.
Sage.
Sage, yes, sir.
Paprika.
Paprika,
or you can
okay.
Use, yeah, or you can use cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. Now,
sometimes
there's
more.
Okay.
I use
all right.
Cajun spice.
Ah, yeah.
And sometimes I use oregano.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The question that I have is, do you cook the spices into the veggies, or do you sprinkle them on when you're getting ready to eat them?
I cook the spices in with the vegetables.
Okay, very well.
Because some of the spices are pretty strong. Like ginger is pretty strong.
No doubt
about it. Rosemary is pretty strong. So I just sprinkle the rosemary and ginger mostly for taste because they actually are medicine too. So if you're going to use the things that I mentioned, then you need to do some research on them. Find out what's in them, especially if you're on any kind of medication from the doctor.
So
if you're on any kind of medication from the doctor, if you're doing more than sprinkling it in for taste, you need to that you or me. Let my board going crazy.
It shouldn't be my phone.
Yeah, it's not the board. The board's been acting crazy. In fact, it just popped on. It's been off all the time, so I couldn't see who's calling or nothing, you know? And, once again, I have to apologize for that. But maybe it's my laptop or something. I don't know what it is. There you go. It's freezing, not freezing. So it's probably the board. I use a different laptop tomorrow when we do a Legacy of a Nation. Oh, wait a minute. Today is Friday. Tomorrow when I do Legacy of a Nation, I use a different laptop. See if that makes a difference. Because this is the second time the board is freezing up on me. It's going to be doing this, and I might have to switch back to the regular two-day program instead of the every day or 3 days, because I got to keep my information on. Three-day program instead of a two-day program. But, the seasons that I use actually are medicine. So I sprinkle them in for taste, and it depends on how I'm feeling that day when I eat. Now, I might even put a little sugar. I use a certain type of sugar. I might even put a little bit of sugar in there to sweeten the vegetables up. And sometimes I even put fruit. I put certain fruit in the vegetables. You know, I might put a couple of pineapples in there, something like that, just to give it a different flavor, a different taste. You know, and to make me think I'm eating something different. Sometimes I break. Yeah. A few strands of spaghetti off, and I threw that in there. You know, make it seem like eating with noodles and stuff. You know, I put that in there, and then now I do red twice a week. So I have I put a little small can of tomato soup and it was the vegetable. And then when I put the noodles in there, right, I'll use spaghetti sauce. So just to, I don't eat that much tomatoes because tomatoes are so hard on your joints. But tomatoes have lycopene in it, which is good for your heart. You know?
Right.
And this is why I do the tomato twice a week. And right now, since I was diagnosed with the, what, a couple of blocks, it wouldn't tell me how big they were, you know. I'm doing an onion soup. I cut up onions and put in my vegetables. And because I use a few, I measure the water because since I boil my vegetables, I drink the water. I don't throw the water out. So I'm putting onions in my vegetables, and it turns into an onion soup, which Dr. Paul, I won't mention his name. Give him a little shout out.
All right.
He says that the onion soup is good for blood clots and stuff like that, you know. So there's a lot of things you can do that make the taste. Now, they make a vegetable base bacon bits.
Yes, sir.
So if you want that type of flavor, you can put that in the vegetables, too. So there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of things you can do to season up the vegetables and make them taste good.
Okay.
But if you're coming off a meat diet and you're used to that sodium board, nothing tastes like that sodium, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. Well, you've given me the information that I need. With the medicinal spices.
Right.
And let's see, onion soup, spaghetti sauce.
I wouldn't do red every day. I wouldn't do the tomato thing every day because that's a powerful fruit. And I know she can say it better, but it's a powerful fruit. And it has a lot of histamine and stuff like that there. So it can actually do damage to you if you eat too much tomato. So that's why I don't do tomato twice a week.
Yes, sir.
And the onions is a trade-off, too, because onions push that uric acid up a little bit in your system, you know? So I'm taking onion soup because of the doctor said that. So I'm taking onion soup. I don't want to take the medicine they give me because of the side effects, you know. So I go to the doctor if things are wrong, and then I come up with shit myself, you know. So I'm glad you called in. How you feel? You okay out there, man?
I'm doing good. My wonderful wife says that I'm going too fast. I'm exercising even when I'm sitting or laying down. I'm concentrating on strengthening my knees and legs.
I hate to cut you off, but we're actually out of time. And on Monday and Tuesday, I'm going over the rituals that I do, you know. And so hopefully Monday and Tuesday will be on the line and we can deal with that. But I have to do this searching before we run out of time because I want to before we stop streaming.
Yes, sir.
I have walked the path.
Right. Thank you so much for the information. Carry on and take care of business.
Well, thank you very much. Let me finish my social quick, and then we have a couple more seconds. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law or reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown today. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace what you sow. We'll let it be done. Okay, you got about 10 seconds. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. It's strange that the board was down until you called in.
How about that? Okay.
You must have some, must have some special juice going on. Okay.
I can only say it was the luck of the draw.
Okay. Much love, my beloved. And
much love, brother.
Tell your wife I said hi and I mentioned her name on the air.
I shall. Thank you. Be well and take care.
Thank you. Much love.